Welcome to the Gold Missions Inc. podcast. This week's episode features Trevor Sunbow with a message called God's Complete Authority.
You know, I feel like I've grown up here. The camps every year from when I was just a little guy, feast, when I was old enough to go to New Year's every year. And so I feel like you're part of my journey because you've all seen me since I was young, or a lot of you have. And so I'm glad we're doing this here. Like Arthur mentioned this morning when he was leading the service, what comes to mind as I look across the congregation is faithfulness. Like year after year after year, decade after decade after decade, coming to camp, coming to feast, and even maybe more importantly, to your local assemblies. You know, I sat in children's church myself a few years ago with some of you side by side and young people side by side. I know many of you are here today. Faithfulness, steadfast. It means so much to me because I know the path that we are called to walk is not an easy one. It's fraught with challenge and difficulty at times, and times of joy and rejoicing. One of the things that I've been thinking about recently in the area of challenge and difficulty is, you know, some of our local assemblies are not very big. They're small. And I grew up in a small local assembly in Weldon. Not many children growing up. Not many young people growing up. And I would ask myself, you know, why? Why would that be the case? And I believe the Lord gave me at least part of an answer. You can judge for yourself if you think it's from the Lord or not, I guess, but I don't know if this will make it any easier for you, but it helped me. You know, we're all members of the body of Christ. Every one of us, God has a spot for us to play in the body of Christ that he has designed for me and for you to function as he would have us function to accomplish his will. We have to allow the Spirit to shape us and mold us and knock off the rough edges so we can fulfill that role that God has for us. And all of the things we go through, all of the struggles, the difficulties that we go through in our lives, God uses those, not just those, but he uses those to create within us those eternal things, those eternal qualities that are necessary for us to take our place in the body of Christ and function as he intends us to function. You know, in my life, part of that was being in a small local assembly. God had his hand upon our family as he has on yours. Hardly any young people, hardly any children. Yet that experience was necessary for me
because of what God needs to do with me to take my place in the body of Christ. You know, we don't understand everything that happens to us, or at least I don't. But we learn to trust God. We learn to say to Him, "Hey, I don't understand this, and that's okay, but I will still trust you. I will still walk with you. I will still follow you." Praise the Lord.
My journey started in Weldon. I grew up in the Weldon Assembly. And the Weldon Assembly doesn't exist anymore. But there are many representatives here today that have been through that Weldon Assembly.
The foundation for my spiritual journey, if I can describe it that way, was laid Sunday after Sunday after Sunday in Weldon, of all places. So thankful for that. After Weldon, so thank you, Weldon. If you're from Weldon, ever been to that assembly, thank you. After I graduated high school, I went to Saskatoon.
And while I was in Saskatoon, there's several faces here at that time that were there when I was there. I was there for 4 years when I was going to university. First time I prophesied, Saskatoon. I got prayed over for my gifts and ministries, Saskatoon. The first time I went willingly to a prayer meeting, Saskatoon. Well, I was dragged to prayer meetings in my younger years, but the first time I went willingly was Saskatoon. Thank you, Saskatoon. Went through university, got one job offer, Calgary. So off we go to Calgary. I was talking to Dan Lefson earlier today. One of the things in my gifts and ministries, it says, I'll paraphrase it, but it talks a little bit about, you know, pulling something together and ministering in the local assembly. Which, when it happened, didn't even know what that meant. When I was prayed over, I didn't even really understand what that meant. First time I got a word from the Lord, I put together a little bit of a message. Calgary. I don't think it was very good, but it was in Calgary. In Calgary, I started to understand in a greater measure the body of Christ and how it starts to fit together and how each member can contribute. And my beautiful wife, we got married when I was living in Calgary. Thank you, Calgary. After Calgary, we had a stint in St. Louis, Missouri. And there are representatives from that local assembly here today. In St. Louis, Candace and I were there and the assembly was small. And you know, I just want, if I can share one story. Joe Haney, bless his soul. We were over at his, and they had just recently moved into their new, it was at the time, it was a new house, in their new house. And this was in 2000, okay? This was in 2000. And a family across the street moved in. And Stephen Darling, I don't know if you remember this or not, but Joe was watching them kind of move in, and they had the U-Haul van, and they're unloading furniture, and he noticed that the husband was injured in some fashion. And he, I don't know if he was in a wheelchair or if he had a cane, and a walker, and he was relatively young. And, you know, Joe kind of crossed the street. He said, you know, I just waved hi to them and welcomed them. Didn't go over there and introduce himself right away. He said he waited and he prayed. And one day, a few days later, he let them get settled. A few days later, Joe went over to this couple with a tomato. This is a true story. He went over there with a tomato and offered it to them. You know that verse, a cup of cold water in my name? Well, Joe did that with a tomato. And after that, you know, we got friendly, and I remember praying for them many, many times while I was there in St. Louis. And he had Lou Gehrig's disease, this fellow. And so Joe and Melba got to know them quite well. Anyways, in St. Louis, small local assembly, you know, I learned so much just watching the different members operate. After St. Louis is Regina. So thank you, St. Louis. Although Candace grew up in Regina, but I have been in Regina now for 22 years. Had our family there, became an elder there. Wonderful local assembly. Wonderful elder and deacons, congregation. God's hand has been on my life. Right from a little boy, as he is, as his hand is on your life, going with me all through it, every step, watching over me, watching over Candace and I, watching over our family, every step, just as he does with you. One story that I want to share was I was in Saskatoon, just moved there, and coming out of high school, and I worked for a year, and then I went to university in Saskatoon. I remember, you know, it's kind of fun. You're on your own now, right? You're on your own. No one telling you what to do, and life is pretty good. I remember I was there, and my dad helped me move some stuff into the basement suite that we were renting. And I was sitting there. It was, university hasn't started yet. We were there a few days early, and I was down sitting on the couch in the basement suite. And the Lord kind of dropped into my heart. He said, so now what? And you know how it is, the Lord will, Richard was talking about it earlier this week. You know how the Lord drops, you know, something into your heart, and, you know, I feel like telling the Lord, you know, at least speak in complete sentences, you know, not just a word or two, but that seems to how it works for me. Don't tell him I said that. We'll keep that. We'll keep that between us. But it was so what now? Or so now what? And at the time, you know, I got some freedom here. I could go to church. I could not go to church. I could go to the Saskatoon Assembly. I could go to a different church. Right? I could do anything I want. Well, I didn't have a vehicle, but so as long as I could walk there, I could do anything I wanted. So I'm sort of having this kind of quasi conversation, I guess, with the Lord. And he said, and this, drop this into my heart then at that time. Does it matter what you want? Well, that's progress. That's a complete sentence, right? Does it matter what you want? And I'm looking around the basement suite. I don't see anybody else here. It's just me. I think it does matter what I want. So the next thing that drops into my heart is this.
is, or does it matter what I want? And I was so convicted. You know, at that moment, I had all this freedom. I was riding high. And a little embarrassed. You know, our Christian walk, like, I don't know if it's the fundamental principle or one of the fundamental principles, is what? Where he leads me, I will follow. If that's all you knew about the Christian walk, you probably would be pretty good. And you did that and executed that in your life. Or does it matter what I want? And I remember there in the basement suite on the couch saying, I will go where you want me to go. I will worship where you want me to worship. Because when we slice through it all, when we get right down to it, it's not our call. It's not my call. It's where God wants me to be. It's where God wants me to worship. The last thing I would like to share with you, briefly, because I got till 9 o'clock, so I'm told. I want to introduce the topic that I had prepared, which I didn't have enough time for, okay? So, the topic is this. It's taking hold of our authority in Christ to overcome temptation. So that's the topic, okay? And I'll tell you how I got to the topic. This is a few months ago, and I was kind of looking at what was going on in the world, or what has gone on in the world over the past, let's say, 2 or 3 years. Okay? And it struck me that Satan has intensified his attack against the body of Christ. Now, it's possible that I wasn't paying attention before. It's also possible that statement is accurate. We'll go with that for now. So he has not just against the body of Christ, he has intensified his attack against the human population. But in particular against the body of Christ. So if that is true, I do not think it is business as usual for us. It should not be business as usual for us. So if Satan is intensifying his attack against the body of Christ, I should be intensifying our walk with the Lord. And you might say draw closer to the Lord instead of using the term intensify, because that's maybe a little harsh. But I believe it to be true. And we heard about that today, or this week, and today. About us drawing closer. We heard Brother Andy talking about we don't compromise. There's things we do not compromise on. We heard Brother Love talk about walking in the light. Not just walking in the light, if I understood correctly, becoming the light. So we've had lots of early instruction this week and at the feast on how do we intensify our walk with the Lord. I want to leave you with this. A few years ago, I was passing through Saskatoon, and one of the traveling brethren was also passing through Saskatoon, and we happened to be, I can't remember if Candace was with me or not, or if it was maybe before we were married, I just can't remember. We were passing through, and we happened to be there at the same Sunday. And
And it seems like this is just a fluke or coincidence, although it isn't, but it just sort of just seemed that way. And this brother was, one of the traveling brethren was talking, and I'm not 100% sure who it was, so that's why I'm not saying who it was. He was ministering. And he made this statement. And it wasn't even part of his message. But he diverted a bit and he made this statement, and he said this. He said, "The God whom we serve stands in absolute authority over his creation." And I don't ever remember at that point in my life thinking of it in those terms. And I pondered that and I thought about it. And I went back and dug up some scripture just to make sure that it was supported, which it is. Stands in absolute authority over his creation. For weeks and months, I was thinking about that. And even today, that comes to me several times a week. Absolute authority over his creation, even though it may not look like it for us. I'll just give you an example. If you read in Job, first, second, maybe the third chapter, you'll see Satan coming to God to ask permission to afflict Job. He has to ask permission. And God says, okay, do what you want, but you cannot touch Job's person. And Satan was powerless to touch Job, touch his person. Powerless. So then I think all his he loses all his property and his cattle and his kids, I think. Am I right on that? Satan comes back. God says, okay. You can afflict his person, but you cannot take his life. And Satan was powerless to take Job's life. The hand of Satan will not extend beyond that which God permits. It will not. When we talk about temptation, my gut feel is that we will be tested there. All of us. And I want you to remember this. The hand of Satan cannot extend beyond that which God permits. God stands in absolute authority over his creation. And if you do just a little bit of research on temptation and get some scriptures around it, you will see that we have the authority in Christ to overcome every temptation that the enemy sends our way. We can overcome each one. I'm not saying that we do, but I'm saying we have the authority in Christ to overcome it. Praise the Lord. So if I could leave that with you, remember that in the coming weeks, as you're tempted, right? As you're tempted with things. Praise the Lord. Our loving Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for your hand upon our lives, leading us and guiding us, correcting us, and loving us. Father, go before us today. Go before the rest of this camp, that all that is done might be pleasing in your sight. We pray for a good night's rest for each one. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you would like more information about the moving of God's Spirit or resources for your spiritual life, please visit our website at www.globalmissionsinc.org.